Be safe. Enjoy.
From the UBO Business Services Studios, you're listening to KTXX-FM and HD1 BK, KTAE-AM Elgin, K270CO Round Rock.
This hour brought to you by Lewis Family Medicine and Urgent Care. Lewis Family Medicine and Urgent Care, providing you and your family with exceptional medical care. LewisFamilyMed.com.
Guests on the horn appear courtesy of the Vaqueros Cafe and Cantina Hotline. Vaqueros now delivers and offers curbside pickup. For info on placing your lunch or dinner order, visit VaquerosCafe.com. Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Broadcasting live from the greatest city in the world.
Austin, Texas, baby.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
You guys want to play some twos?
You know what? Actually, we're kind of in the middle of a conversation.
B&E.
What's B&E?
Bucky Godbolt, Aaron Hogan on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260 and hornfm.com with the Longhorns play and Austin talks sports.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, oh, oh. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You had better wake them up. Get them up. Get them going on a Monday on B&E. A good, bad, and ugly Monday. And boy, was there plenty of all three over the weekend. What a tremendous sports weekend in mid to late June. Dramatics at the U.S. Open yesterday. Dramatics in the NBA. The history made out at the Q2 Stadium on Saturday night as the Austin FC had their home debut in front of electrifying crowd. Bucky Godbolt was in attendance there on Saturday night, as were many of you, I am sure. Also had College Baseball World Series action that did not go as planned for the Texas Longhorns. They were dominated last night. We'll dive in. That'll certainly be part of the bad and the ugly on our good, bad, and ugly Monday here on 104.9 on 101.9 FM, AM 1260. You know we're always streaming as well, making it easy as possible to find us. So many ways to do so. Streaming on your smart speaker, on your Horn app, and always at hornfm.com. Also, the cameras are up and running on our Twitch channel. You can watch the show on video stream at hornfm.com as well. It should be a fun 4 hours, jam-packed with a lot of conversations to be had. It's going to be a good one. Glad you're with us, however you're finding us, Mr. Godbolt.
Yes, good morning to the soldiers at Fort Hood, Texas, the soldiers in the state of Texas. Of course, all those that fight for us each and every day, thank you for what you do. It is appreciated. Hopefully everybody had a wonderful Father's Day. It was a hot one. Today, ooh, possibility of some rain today, which is, we could use a little cooling down, but let's not get crazy here again.
Yeah,
not,
temperatures.
I spent the weekend fixing what happened the last time it rained here, so.
Oh, boy.
I don't need that. I don't want to see that again, but we could use a little rain. Absolutely, today.
Sir, well, maybe. Maybe a shot storm, but it's still going to be, you know, 97, feels like 105 with the humidity. And so, as we always say, hydrate yourself and keep yourself safe. Temperatures blazing. It's now officially summer, the summer solstice over the weekend. The longest days of the year are here, and a lot to dive into. What a weekend. The good, man, so much good over the weekend. John Rahm was fantastic yesterday. The home crowd for the Austin FC, you were part of that. I want to hear all about the electrifying night out at Q2 Stadium. Gosh, the Atlanta Hawks were tremendous yesterday. How about Game 7 of the Brooklyn-Milwaukee series?
Wow.
Overtime, Kevin Durant, almost 50 points again. That was, speaking of electrifying, I'm using that word a lot this morning because it felt like there was all kinds of these, you know, come-out-of-your-chair moments in sports over the weekend. And then there was some bad and ugly, for sure. The Philadelphia 76ers last night, the Texas Longhorns last night in Omaha, getting overwhelmed by the Mississippi State pitching staff. Let's start with your headlines. We do the top of each hour here to get you caught up. Make sure as you're up and out on this Monday morning, you are in the know. Sinus and snoring specialists bring you the news. And, yeah, second-seeded Texas Longhorns have lost their first game of the 2021 postseason, and they did it last night in Omaha. They fall into the loser's bracket at the College World Series after they were dominated by Mississippi State pitching for 8 innings, then saw a ninth-inning rally come up just short. They lose it 2-1 to the seventh-seeded Bulldogs. Went down to the final at-bat. Longhorn hitters struck out 21 times against
Mississippi State right-hander Will Bednar, followed by All-American closer Landon Sims. Bednar registered 15 of those Ks. Ty Madden was outstanding in his first College World Series start on the other side. He struck out 10 batters over 7, but a leadoff walk in the fourth and a couple of hits led to a two-spot for the Bulldogs, and that was all they needed. Texas scored their lone run in the ninth. Mike Antico led off the frame with a solo home run. Then two-out singles from Ivan Melendez and Cam Williams had runners on the corners, but the rally was not to be as Doug Hodo grounded out to second to end it for head coach David Pierce.
Tough night. I mean, it's a humbling game, and every player that has played this game for any length of time has gone through a tough game like that. Tough to see it happen to them on a big stage, but, you know, maybe some of our youth came out today and just tried to force some at-bats. But we just have to make some adjustments and understand our swing playing against two of the best guys in the country that maintain their, you know, their playing without losing it. And, you know, tip your hat to them. They were outstanding.
Texas will now face an elimination game against third-seeded Tennessee on Tuesday in Omaha. It's an afternoon affair. Vols lost to Virginia in the early game yesterday, 6-0 in Omaha. And golf, what a finish at the 121st U.S. Open in San Diego. John Rahm captures his first career major championship, and he did it in dramatic fashion. And some of the top players in the world were collapsing around him down the back nine at Torrey Pines. The 26-year-old Spaniard never flinched on the South Course. Then with a championship in sight, he drained birdie putts at 17 and 18. To finish off a final round 67, good for a one-shot victory over Louis Oosthuizen. Dramatics in the NBA playoffs as well. Last night, break up the Atlanta Hawks. They went into Philadelphia and took down the top-seeded 76ers, 103-96, in Game 7 of that Eastern Conference semifinal series. Kevin Huerter delivered a playoff career-high 27 points. Trae Young scored 10 of his 21 in the fourth quarter as the Hawks post that franchise's first-ever Game 7 road win to advance to the Eastern Finals. They'll face Milwaukee. Bucks reached the Final Four with an incredible Game 7 overtime win over Brooklyn on Saturday night. That is an instant classic. Western Conference Finals got underway yesterday. Phoenix Suns, playing without Chris Paul, took down the Kawhi Leonard-less LA Clippers 120-114 in Game 1. Devin Booker posted 40, a 40-point triple-double, as a matter of fact, to lead the Suns. Major League Baseball, the Texas two are headed in opposite directions. Houston yesterday, the Astros surge into first place in the AL West with an 8-2 win over the White Sox. They finish off a four-game sweep of the Pale Hose there. Houston's won 7 in a row. Rangers have lost 6 straight. They lost to Minnesota 4-2. Round Rock, a 7-2 loser at Dell Diamond, Oklahoma City. And if you missed it on Saturday night, an electrifying sellout crowd on hand to see the first ever home game for the Austin FC at the beautiful new Q2 Stadium. Home side saw him. Both sides, they played to a 0-0 draw in their inaugural game. But what a scene in North Austin.
This hour brought to you by Sinus and Snoring Specialists. Get sinus and snoring relief with Dr. Daniel Slaughter at Sinus and Snoring Specialists, 512-601-0303 or sinussnoringent.com.
I'll just say this. Austin FC fans came out in droves, and it was spectacular. It was just a beautiful place. It's an intimate setting. It's loud. It never stops. The fans never stop cheering, despite the bad soccer that they watch. But it's just fun, man. It's a fun place. It's like a party place. If there's a Saturday night to party, that's the place you want to go, because they never stop. They never stop drinking. They never stop eating. There's all kinds of places to eat. It's the big board is magnificent. It's just hard to put into words unless you're sitting there. And if, for those that went to the game, just call us, let us know. But that was quite a scene. That was quite a setting. And I hope it could continue on. I hope this team makes it to the playoffs. It doesn't take much to get to the playoffs, but this team needs to get better. And I said on Friday, I said they can't do 0-0 in an opening. They just can't. You can't do that. They got to see some excitement. It was just the excitement of a place opening for the first time. And the team will have to play better. You hope they will. And they just don't have any dynamic players. They just don't. The best player on their team is the goalkeeper. And if your goalkeeper is your best player, you have a problem.
But there is clearly a passion for soccer and for
there is no doubt.
I mean, they've been chomping at the bit for 2.5 months.
Young and older. There are kids there. I mean, there were so many kids at that place. It was just like packed with kids. It was like being at a big festival.
Well, and also, you know, give Austin FC a lot of credit. That building is phenomenal. You know, the city helped them, but Anthony Precourt built that stadium, spent his own money on the stadium.
And built a beauty.
And it's a beauty in North Austin. And, you know, they've gone out of their way over 2.5-3 years in ingraining themselves into this community. And gosh, you got to see it. You know, they honored they put up the TIFO.
The big mural. It's
that,
awesome.
I think you saw, folks, if you're on social media, saw the pictures.
It's like it's real.
It's, you know, well, City of Legends, they call it Austin. City of Legends. And it was this huge mural. that honored Stevie Ray Vaughan and Willie Nelson, Raul Salinas. Barbara Jordan was on the mural.
It's unbelievable.
Matthew McConaughey and Leslie all made the mural. But, ingraining themselves into the city. But you're right. I mean, the soccer will have to be of higher quality. They'll play again Sunday night. They'll be right back there at Q2 Stadium. It'll be packed again.
Yeah, this city needs a special player that can score, that can be dynamic, that can be an individual, that can go one-on-one and go right by guys. It's the first year. It's in a franchise team that's trying to build on what they want to do as their structure. But in soccer, you have to be on the attack. If you watch this other type of soccer that's being played in Europe, it's always going forward. It's never going backwards. It's always on the attack. And for a first-year expansion team, this team will get better because I think it'll draw certain kind of players. Energy. Yeah, if you saw the energy of that place, you would want to come and play here. You just would. In Austin,
cool
Texas. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, and look, I'm not by any means a soccer expert, but you've got to have some finishers. You've got to have some guys that can close.
I do not have that.
You only get a few opportunities to score. We know how the game works, but you got to have a guy that can deliver on that.
You said it right there. You have to have a person that can finish where the ball gets to them on their knee, high foot, whatever it is, back foot. You know, they don't have finishers right now. They do more passing around than they actually do shooting. Shoot the ball. Make somebody else make a mistake, bang it off somebody's leg. You know, there's ricochets and there's all kinds of things that just happen. You can't spend your time just trying to look good pass. You got to take shots. So the soccer itself, there's a lot to be desired. Obviously, they scored 1 point in the last like five games. So, but man, the scene there, the Verde and Black, that's a special deal. That's a special group of people that have been waiting for soccer in Austin right there. There is no doubt about it.
No doubt.
And it won't change this week. It'll be just as crazy.
Yeah, glad you got to be a part of that. I can't wait to get out for my first match, hopefully to get out there maybe this Sunday when they play again. But nice job of the Austin FC, 0-0 the final.
And timing's just good that time of day in the evening.
8 o'clock, oh. Yeah, those are going to be fun. And it's, as we know, it's over in 90 minutes, right? I mean, you're back
out. Yeah, you're gone.
Logistically, was it all right in and out?
Yeah, it was okay.
Yeah, it's your normal 20,000 people gathering at one location. You're going to deal with some delays, but in the real time.
You just call an Uber. You park and take an Uber over. There's plenty of Ubers. They'll take that ride because they know you're going to tip them good from over at the Galleria or whatever that is. It's worth it for them to be out there because it's just a quick ride back and forth. They know they're going to get some coin because you're going to be excited about getting over there, you know?
Absolutely. All right, so that's out there. We'll get into John Rahm and his what a finish he had yesterday. Stuff of legend for John Rahm at Torrey Pines. We'll talk NBA playoffs, but obviously top story this morning, the Texas Longhorn baseball team suffering their first loss of the postseason. And look at it, it turned out to be a really good baseball game. Went to the final pitch, went to the final out. But obviously the storyline will be the strikeouts for the Longhorns and the overwhelming pitching of Mississippi State. But in the end, you know, the Longhorns had a chance at the end. You know, Mississippi State got a two spot in the fourth. Leadoff walk was a killer for Ty Madden. And then kind of a wind-aided weird triple down the right field line. The Doug Hodo, it was a tough play to make, but it was one of those, if you were following the broadcast, the wind was blowing blowing out. It was kind of blowing in swirling conditions. And it looked like it was going to be a foul ball off the bat, and it blew back into fair territory and ended up a triple. And so the Longhorns fall behind 2-0. And, you know, it was a bad combination for the Longhorns, Buck. They went up against two of the best right-handers in college baseball. You knew that going in. Will Bednar is going to be a top 30 pick in the Major League Baseball draft. His brother's already a Major League pitcher. And he pitched a lights-out game. And then they were able to hand the ball over off to Landon Sims, who's an All-American closer. A couple of hard-throwing right-handers in the Longhorns. You know, it started with, early in the game, both Ty Madden and Will Bednar were beneficiaries of the early shadows because they're pitching in the light into the dark, and that's always troubling, and both sides were having a hard time seeing the ball and hitting the ball. But then the Longhorns just, I thought, were over-swinging. And you heard David Pierce talk about it in the update. They got off their swing plane. They were swinging under the riding, the four-seam fastball that Bednar was throwing. And, really, I never thought settled down and just tried to put the ball in play. You know, just cut the swing down. Go the other way, just create something instead of swing and miss. 15 of the first 18 outs for the Longhorns were strikeouts. And so you're not putting the ball in play. You're not giving yourself a chance to create rallies and opportunities. And I know we'll hear a lot of it this morning. The home plate umpire was pretty ridiculous last night. He was inconsistent.
A lot of high strikes.
He was bad for both sides.
I mean
both,
really high balls.
Strike zones go both ways. But,
yeah.
Between the shadows and the quality of pitching with Madden and Bednar, That just and then an umpire that's got a zone that's completely erratic.
Very high.
Well, that makes it just brutal on hitters because you don't know what to swing at, what not to swing at. You don't know. I mean, you're trying to work a walk and a 3-0 count, and all of a sudden it felt like anything that was 3-0 was going to be a strike no matter where it was. And if it was 0-2, it was going to be a ball no matter where it was. And that was for both sides. It wasn't it was a two-way street. The umpire right. was – and so that makes it tough on the hitting. But in the end,
they only had five hits.
Yeah. No, it was a pitcher's duel.
Yeah, it was a real pitcher's duel. And it looked like the horns were very – I'm not going to say tense. You know, we had talked about guys for their first time there. They looked like they were very anxious at the plate instead of just kind of chilling out, getting out of the batter's box, making him wait. They didn't make him wait a lot, E. They were right there. You know, he was on the money, whether he's getting the calls or not, but – they need to back off the plate a little bit, make him take a little bit of time. When he gets in his groove, he was really going. And I said, make that guy have to wait a little bit.
Yeah.
But guys got a little anxious. They kept getting right back in the batter's box like, this time I'm going to get it, you know?
Yeah, and look, the Longhorns have had an issue with strikeouts. And look, this was a matchup going in. We talked to David Pierce last Thursday, and he highlighted and illuminated that, you know, Mississippi State as a pitching staff came into that game with 744 strikeouts as a staff for the year. And, you know, for comparison for Texas, Texas is a very good pitching staff. We know that. But they're like at 500 and something. I mean, this is unheard of. They strike out a lot of batters. They're a swing-and-miss pitching staff. And the Longhorns can play into that. And you just said it. They last night was not there. You know, they were, I don't know. Just
they looked anxious.
They looked anxious. It's, you know, the nerves of the college baseball World Series stage, national television. You're trying to do something. And, you know, maybe the better part of that was just cut the swing back. Get the ball in play. But I think the combination of everything we just said made it a tough night on all the hitters. You know, the pitching was outstanding because Pete Hansen came in for Ty Hansen or Ty Madden, and he was great.
I thought so, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he was, you know, shutout innings. And, you know, both Mississippi State pitchers were fantastic as advertised. I mean, this was a high-level pitcher's duel against some of the best pitching in college baseball. Umpire was erratic, which helped the pitchers, had early shadows, and it led to what we just said. I mean, it was a pitcher's duel that went to the final pitch. And if Doug Hodo, you know, Doug, I give Doug credit on that final out. He was trying to punch it through the right side. Finally, a Texas Longhorn was trying to go the other way and drive something through a hole between first and second. And it just got in on him a little bit, so it ended up being a ground ball to the short to the second baseman instead of punching it the other way. Obviously, that gets through. It ties the ball game.
A lot of similarities in this team when you watch them play.
Yeah, I mean, the team, that's how they're built, and Texas is built the same. But, I mean, the luxury for the Longhorns, if there is one, is, you know, they have the pitching staff to come through a loser's bracket, but now they have to come through a loser's bracket, and they're going to see Tennessee coming up on Tuesday, who's a very, very good team. They got dominated themselves by Virginia yesterday.
Yeah, they 6-0. Got surprised.
Yeah, 6-0, they got beat by the Cavaliers. So, the top, the number two team and number three, actually the highest two seeds in Omaha, will now play in an elimination game on Tuesday because Texas is number two, Tennessee's three. Meanwhile, the winner's bracket game that later that night will be Mississippi State and Virginia for the Longhorns. But yeah, they've got to settle down a little bit, and you just got to be able to try to create. And I got to give Will Bednar a lot of credit, the right-hander for Mississippi State.
Was he good?
I mean, he was electric. I mean, his fastball only hits out 93, 94, but it's kind of a rising fastball, and you heard David Pierce say it stays on plane. It's really tough to not hit under that ball. And then he's got the pretty, you know, wicked slider. And he shows some, he's just a bulldog. I mean, that's their name. They're the Bulldogs. And that's how he pitches. So does the kid Sims out of the bullpen. They just come right at you. It's old country, hard ball. And the Longhorns had a hard time with it.
Well, he wasn't nervous because when he left the game and it was still 2-0, he left that game and he was in that dugout having fun like he was a little kid, like he was playing Little League baseball, jumping around. And like, dude, you're only up by two now. You got to be careful here.
Yeah.
And he was just playing. They all looked that way.
Yeah, they're playing loose, and that's a good ball club right there. And, you know, that's the same combination Texas ran into in the first game of the year.
Correct.
When they lost in Arlington. Same thing. I mean, that's their number one starter. That's their number one closer. Both are, you know, All-American caliber pitchers. And the Longhorns, you know, that's why, you know, on Twitter, I the leadoff walk for Ty Madden to start the fourth inning, as we heard from Keith Moreland on Friday, leadoff walks in college baseball score 70% of the time. If you, for whatever reason, statistically, if you get off a leadoff hitter, guy gets a leadoff single, he doesn't score as often as a leadoff walk in college baseball. And it's just almost like, you know, baseball karma. You throw a four-pitch walk to start the inning. That guy typically comes around 7 out of 10 times. And that was the case. And then the weird wind-aided triple made it a two-run inning instead of a one-run inning. And it really, that became the story of the ballgame because it was a 2-1 game that went to the final batter and the final at-bat. But that's the way baseball go, as we know. And the Longhorns will face Tennessee on Tuesday, but they'll have to figure out the bat. So that was exciting over the weekend, or fun last night. The playoffs, we got to get into this with Isaiah Collier in the NBA playoffs because, you know, how about the Philadelphia 76ers, Buck? Are they going to, I mean, that is, I don't know what you do. I mean, Philadelphia surprisingly went to Atlanta won game six to get it back to game seven, and you're thinking, okay, they'll settle this thing down and Joel Embiid and company will advance. No, I mean, Ben Simmons, again, is just a mental nightmare. He won't shoot the basketball. He can't shoot the basketball.
$30-some million dollars for a guy that has taken five shots in the fourth quarter out of seven games. Five shots. He doesn't shoot in the fourth quarter. In five games, he didn't shoot the ball
at all
in the fourth quarter. I don't know. How do you do that? I mean,
I don't know how.
He makes a lot of money, and he's a good player, but you can get anybody to bring the ball up the court.
Well, then in the biggest offensive set for Philadelphia when the game was still undecided, you can't put the ball in your point guard's hands. And so it was Joel Embiid trying to play point, center, whatever, and he got the ball stripped from behind, and you know that was really the ball game. Well, there was a scene, Isaiah, late in the third, in the fourth quarter, when crunch time, Ben Simmons cuts the baseline. He's got a wide-open dunk and one something, and instead, just to show how mentally shot he is right now, he passed it off to another guy on the baseline, and the guy on the baseline is like, what are you doing? Why are you giving me the ball? Go up and dunk the basketball. And you heard it in the crowd, the groans from the crowd in Philadelphia. At that point, you kind of knew this guy's just not here. This guy doesn't want to be in this spot right now.
Yeah, you got to blow it up. And I know the process has been a very long one in Philly, but with what we saw yesterday and what we saw this whole entire series with Ben Simmons, he just can't play under those lights in Philly anymore.
Oh, you can blow it up with Doc, too, because he's...
Oh, man, come on now. That's, man, that guy, he just that got there.
Well, it doesn't matter. He doesn't win. He doesn't win a lot of games. He just... Since the Celtics, he's been on really good teams as the coach, and they don't win. You know, he's a nice guy, I mean, everything, but it just... That guy doesn't win any games. I don't get that. And he's been on good teams. Doc hasn't coached on, like, really bad teams, right? Well, didn't he get a pretty good gig?
Well, here are the two stats between Ben Simmons and Doc Rivers, and we'll talk about the Hawks here in a minute. But with a minimum of 70 attempts, Ben Simmons' free throw percentage in the postseason, 32.5%. It's the worst postseason free throw percentage in NBA history for somebody with a minimum of 70 free throws.
Struggling.
So, total liability. He's your point guard. He can't have the ball in the clutch moments because he can't make free throws. And then he can't shoot. Doc Rivers, meanwhile, 29 losses with a chance to clinch a playoff series. That's the most by any NBA head coach ever. So he's had 29 chances to clinch a series that he's lost as a head coach. Now, that can't be all the players. That can't be all Ben Simmons. Some of that's on Doc, to Bucky's point, but he does have a ring from Boston.
Yeah, I don't know what you do. I know what you do. Like I said, you can take Ben Simmons and Curry. He's decent. He can score some points. So now, after watching him a couple times, he's not bad. He's not great. He's not his brother, obviously.
He'll score 25 and give up 35.
Yeah, he's not good on defense.
No D.
You're right. You're right.
No D.
And you can give up Harris. You can give up the other guy. Give me the one guy from Portland, please. Just give me. He fits with Joel Embiid. He would be. That's a good fit.
Yeah, but Portland's not going there. They're not trading Damian.
Three for
Lillard.
One? A three for oneer?
Well,
that's pretty good.
Well, then all of a sudden Portland has the exact problem you got. Your team has.
I know. Give them that problem. Well, maybe Ben Simmons will do something. He can't be in Philly because eventually you know they're going to run him out. You know those fans are going to go. They're going to see him on the street and start dumping water on him and being crazy.
In Philadelphia, Ben Simmons or Carson Wentz. Well.
Whew.
Nelson Aguilar. I don't know. I don't know who they hate the most out there.
They can't believe that. They can't believe you're paying a guy $35 million to do.
And he can't shoot.
And he can't shoot.
Seemingly mentally won't work on shooting.
43% of the free throw. Was it 32 or
34. 34.
We're not in the NBA, but we can go to that free throw line with the crowd and do better than that.
Oh, yeah.
70 shots, right?
You knock it down. Money.
Hey. All right. Good, bad, and ugly on a Monday. We're just getting warmed up. There's so much out there. How about the U.S. Open yesterday? We'll talk about Jon Rahm, who was one of your early picks yet last week, Buck. You know when they made the turn, when you got to the back nine at the U.S. Open on Father's Day, the leaderboard had Bryson DeChambeau, Rory McIlroy, Brooks Koepka, Jon Rahm, Colin Morikawa, and Louis Oosthuizen.
There's five gaggers on there.
All within a stroke of the lead.
One winner, five gaggers.
And Jon Rahm was a rock. He finished 2 under down the stretch. the rest of them imploded.
Really funny.
My
daughter called me up. She's one of those FanDuel people. She said, "Dad, who's winning this thing?" I said, "John Rahm's going to win today." He goes, "This is a Rory day." I said, "No, this is a Rory gag day. That's what it is." And I said, "John Rahm in the morning yesterday." And I watched in 17, 18. You talking about putts? My goodness. Are you kidding me?
John Rahm played with the, I want to say tiger-like, but he had the eye of the tiger. He was going for it. Meanwhile, Bryson DeChambeau, the defending champion, he played the back nine in plus eight. He fell apart.
Shot a 44.
It was unbelievable. And Rory fell apart. Brooksy was there.
Morikawa.
He couldn't.
And how about Oosthuizen on 17?
And 18.
Just don't hit it left.
How do you hit it in the penalty area on 17? Then you got to get everything's right. Leave it right.
That's twice this year he's done that when the chips were on the table.
But Rahm was awesome. He made big pars through the toughest stretch of the golf course, and then the birdie at 17 and the birdie at 18. Just come out of your seat stuff. A worthy champion. So we'll hear from John Rahm coming up. He did it for Spain, he says, and we'll let you hear from him. We'll also hear from Craig Way and a Craig Way report from Omaha. We've got your B&E fact of the day and all of the good, the bad, and the ugly from the tremendous sports weekend here in Austin, Texas. Happy Father's Day to all the pops out there. Hope you got to enjoy your father or your kids over the weekend. It's B&E with you on a Monday.
We had a couple of crashes earlier this morning, one at Palmer and Amherst off of the west of Mopac, and another one, William Cannon at 290. We don't think either one of those is causing a big problem at this moment. As we check the major thoroughfares, no big problems at this moment on any of those outside of the typical delays for this time of day. I'm Don Miller, and that's traffic.
Sharp Vision Modern LASIK folks, you know, we're out there at the Q2 Stadium as well. You know, Austin FC is the official LASIK provider of Austin FC and a good corporate partner there. But they're great people at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. I've been through the procedure and the one word that jumps out is just simple. I mean, it's just simple. And they make it very affordable at Sharp Vision Modern LASIK as well to get out of the glasses, get out of the contacts, and get your vision back to where it needs to be. And, boy, you don't know how great it is, how liberating it is to not worry about where your glasses are. Certainly for me, every morning doing this show and having to read scripts and look at screens and everything that goes into it, I couldn't function before my Sharp Vision procedure without knowing where my glasses were and always had to have them on, and that becomes a hassle. Get through the hassle, and they do it in such a simple fashion. You get in for a simple eye test that's absolutely free to find out what they can do for you, to see where you're at. That doesn't take long either. Rocky and the team make that as easy as possible. Then you sit with one of the surgeons there, and they go through your chart and figure out what they can do. And in my case, they're like, yep, we absolutely can help you get you back to 20/20 like you were before your vision began to erode. And was back in a couple weeks later, went through the simple procedure, took about 30 minutes. And by that evening and into that weekend, I was seeing 20/20, and you can too. They have guaranteed financing to make it very, very affordable. They've got procedures starting as low as $495 per eye. Just talk to them. 596-2020 is the phone number, 512-596-2020, or go online and book an appointment there, sharp-vision.com. It's Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, the official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
It's time for the Community Spotlight, brought to you by Divided Sky. This month featuring Austin Angels. Here is Sarah Hale.
Austin Angels is a nonprofit organization supporting the foster care community. We want to take care of the whole family that's fostering. That's mom, dad, biological kids, and children that are in foster care. It's not difficult. Every kid deserves somebody to walk alongside, and we've set up some programs that will allow you to do that. AustinAngels.com.
Well, it's that time of the year here in Austin where it's about to get ridiculously hot. You got to make sure your AC is good to go. I've got the perfect company for you to call to ensure that. It's Bryant AC and Electric. It's a one-stop shop for both AC and electrical needs. Family-run business, second generation. They are lifetime Austinites, and they've been in business for 38 years here in the Central Texas area. I've known the family virtually my whole life. Incredibly friendly, honest people, and they're going to help you out. They do great work. I told you about the experience, but they're doing good stuff right now. They won the Chronicle Best of 2019, Local Best in 2018, 2019, and 2020. They've got background check technicians, and you can get a technician, not a salesman. It's Bryant AC and Electric. Give them a call, 512-328-3268, 512-328-3268, or get online. It's BryantElectricService.com.
You don't have to wait to get a good night's sleep during the Factory Mattress More in Store event. Sleep right now, with same-day pickup or free next-day delivery, setup, and removal. Factory Mattress is the largest locally owned group in Texas. We have more available inventory because we buy more and sell more. Don't wait weeks for your mattress when you can have it the next day.
My Factory Mattress.
With Factory Mattress's exclusive Right Fit sleep mapping technology, we'll learn how you sleep and help you get the perfect mattress for your specific needs at the right price. Get up to $1,000 in savings and the guaranteed lower price on more in-stock mattresses and top brands. So, for the right mattress, from the right people, delivered right away, it's the More In Store event at Factory Mattress right now, where we have sleep down to a science.
My Factory Mattress.
One thing that endures is love, and that's why I go to Khaleesi Designs. They're the expert at fine-crafted jewelry, jewelry repair, and restorations. Make your special memories last years and years. Shop online at KhaleesiDesigns.com or call Steve at 512-916-9253. That's 512-916-9253. Today, love endures, and Khaleesi Designs, they're here for you. Khaleesi Designs.
Open 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day, 10 to 4 on Saturdays.
This segment brought to you by Sharp Vision Modern LASIK. Now offering LASIK starting at $495 per eye and guaranteed financing approval. Sharp Vision Modern LASIK, official LASIK provider of Austin FC.
It's Bucky and Aaron.
What a weekend. Happy Father's Day. It was the good, the bad, and the ugly. That's how we recap the weekend of sports every Monday here on the Show of the People. There were a lot of good. Got to say, the NBA has put on a lot of bad product here in this postseason and this season, but that game Saturday night with Brooklyn and Milwaukee, that's as good a basketball game as I've seen in a long time. Giannis dueling with Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant with another, 48-point game.
He was exhausted in the end, wasn't he?
Exhausted. Well, and he hit the turnaround, which would have, it would have been an all-time classic shot, and it was anyhow. Kevin Durant, if you missed it, did a, with under 3 seconds to play, a turnaround, what looked like a game-winning three-pointer.
Yeah, I thought it was, too, when I saw the foot on the line.
But as Kevin Durant described it, his big-ass foot was just on the line. And if not, I mean, it was an iconic shot, because he went up over top of the defender, Chris Middleton, and just drained it. I mean, it was ball game. It was game, set, match. We're moving on to the finals. And they went and looked at it on video, and yeah, his big-ass foot was on the line.
Yep.
Instead, they got to overtime. And
he was done after that. He was tired. He didn't have anything else to give.
Legs were gone, and the Bucks end up winning by three. But that was just a scintillating basketball game, and you feel bad. And, Houston Rocket fans have seen that James Harden before. I know that. Harden hit a big bank three. That was big down the stretch, but in the end, Harden typically disappears in big moments, and the other guy, Durant, who's carrying the team, is out of gas.
He tried to play. At least I'll say this. James Harden, two games, he really tried to.
He was playing on one leg. He had a grade two hamstring. He was trying to gut it out for the team. I'm not, me and James Harden.
Yeah, I know.
We do not have a good relationship.
No, I got that, but at least he tried. I mean, he didn't sit back because he was playing on he was playing on a peg. He was really.
He was really
struggling. The other guys are the guys that I talked about last week. I said, where's Harris? This guy who, when the big three's playing and he scores 18, 21 points, they always say, well, this guy's special too. Okay, so when they need him.
Yeah, but you've been watching the NBA your whole life. It's a stars league, and then the role players are up and down. The role players are going to be up, then they're going to be down.
He's been down for two games where he's just there.
That's typical of, that's kind of to me how that goes. The role guys are going to be hot one game and then not. That's what separates them from superstars.
But that's when you really need those dudes, man.
And look, after they were down 2-0 and looked feeble, we were dogpiling on Milwaukee. And give the Bucks credit, they came back and won that series. And Giannis was tremendous. Chris Middleton was tremendous. And they're going to play in a conference final against the Atlanta Hawks. Very winnable for them. Hawks are hot, but I think Milwaukee's the better team. Zay, you predicted that would be a great series when it started. It went 7. It went to overtime in Game 7. That was a really good basketball game.
Yeah, it's a legendary series when you got legacies on the line with Giannis, with Kevin Durant, just top-tier guys going at it. And like you said, you got to give praise to the Milwaukee Bucks. Mike Budenholzer, I was giving them a lot of crap for having P.J. Tucker on KD. And obviously with the injuries to Brooklyn, it gave the Bucks a little bit of an advantage. And, they definitely capitalized on that.
No question.
I think a lot of guys showed their will. I thought Giannis and KD. I mean, what else can Kevin Durant do? Well, you know, how about two back-to-back 48-point games?
Also over the weekend, the great game seven with the game six with the Clippers and the Jazz. That was game seven. Game six, and the Jazz, the Clippers come all the way back and win it without Kawhi Leonard. Terrence Mann, the kid out of Florida State, was phenomenal in that game. And the Clippers punched themselves into the conference finals for the first time in franchise history.
Then they meet Devin Booker.
Now they meet
Devin Booker.
Yeah, the Chris Paulus sons handed over to Devin Booker, and they're already in a 1-0 hole. But
God, that guy looks just like Kobe. He looks like Kobe. He looks like the next coming, Jose. Is that him?
He's Kobe. Obviously, Kobe had a little more athleticism, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about with that mid-range game, the fadeaway, how he gets to its spots. Very Kobe-esque.
Yeah.
Yeah, their Phoenix is good, and they'll get Chris Paul back at some point in this series.
Maybe not giving Atlanta enough credit for how...
Yeah.
I don't know how they hang in there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but here's why. Because Trae Young, they won in Philadelphia on a night when Trae Young made 5 shots. That is such a mental... It's Philadelphia. Philadelphia collapsed.
That's just Philadelphia.
Philadelphia collapsed.
Oh, the 76ers.
I mean, if you say before the game, you've got a home court and Trae Young's going to make 5 baskets...
And he's getting 21 points.
And miss, like, 20. And... You're going to win that game. And they're just they are not equipped mentally in Philadelphia, the 76ers, as they're structured to win a clutch game. They're just not. It's a flawed basketball team. Longhorn Baseball, more on that coming up with Craig Way and the Craig Way Report. But they got to figure some things out with the bats, obviously, after a 21-strikeout performance last night in Omaha against two really good pitchers from Mississippi State. Also from the baseball side, on a good Houston Astros. How about them, Buck? They've now surged into first place in the American League West. They had a showdown series that started last Thursday with the first-place Chicago White Sox, and the Astros not only swept the series, they dominated the series. They outscored the White Sox like 27-9. They won again yesterday 8-2, beat their former teammate Dallas Keuchel. So a lot of excitement down in Houston.
Yeah, they're knocking the ball all over the place right now.
Well, they've been hitting all year. You know, they've been the number one offense in baseball all season. This up and down the order, they're slugging the baseball. Jose Altuve's having a great season. Carlos Correa's having a great season. Yuli Gurriel, Yordan Alvarez. I mean, they're having a, you know, offensively, but the problem was they were banged up in their pitching staff. They've gotten healthy with their pitching staff. Framber Valdez is back. This young rookie, Luis Garcia, has been, I mean, if you look at Luis Garcia, the right-hander's numbers, it's almost like he's replaced Justin Verlander. He has been all-star caliber for the Astros. He helped them win the 2-1 game on Saturday night. He's great. Lance McCullers was good yesterday. You know, Zach Greinke. So they're getting their pitching in order in Houston, and to combine with their offense, and they're a force there. And I was talking to some Astro friends over the weekend. You know, Justin Verlander is working his way back from Tommy John, and the Astros are paying him $34 million this year to not pitch. I was wondering, and I'll opine this on the airwaves, I don't wonder if you couldn't get Justin Verlander at the stretch run in maybe a closer's role, you know, kind of a John Smoltz kind of thing, one-inning stints, you're paying him. If he's healthy and he does a rehab, why couldn't you use Verlander in your bullpen if you get to clutch games in, you know, September and October?
They'd have to be mighty healthy to take that chance, just go ahead and give him the length of time.
You're going to talk Verlander into it.
Yeah.
But you are paying him handsomely, and he has told anybody to listen, he's working his tail off to try to get back this year.
Well, if that's what he, in his mind, he's ready to do, that's fine, but that's a... You sure don't want to screw that up. I'd be waiting until next year.
You probably so, but because that's the one issue I think the Astros still have is that the back end of the bullpen, who closes games. And I don't know, that'd be a cool storyline. I mean, we saw John Smoltz do it in his Hall of Fame career with the Braves. Went from starter to reliever, coming off injury, and it paid off. We'll see. So we'll follow the Astros. They're playing really good baseball as well. So a lot of good, a lot of bad, and some ugly. You were at the Austin FC debut on Saturday night. As you said, the soccer was average, but the crowd was spectacular. And, you know, we talked to Andy Lockman, the team president, on Friday. Those guys, they do it right. They do it right at Austin FC. The stadium is kind of magical looking. I didn't miss looking at it on TV and looking
when
at the
lights
picture.
Come on, it's real special.
It's a neat place. And then the mural that they did, how did Jackie Vinson do with the national anthem
awesome.
On the guitar?
Well, you know me. I'm the Mormon Tabernacle Choir guy for the national anthem. I don't like anything that gets off of solos or choirs singing. It was good.
Very Austin thing, though. Very Austin thing. I mean, when you're honoring Willie Nelson and Stevie Ray Vaughan, and Jackie Vinson's a local Austin musician who's a tremendous guitar player. She played the national anthem. And, you know, one goal would have, I mean, the place would have erupted if they could have scored a goal. You know what I'm saying? A goal. The place would have went crazy. It was going crazy anyhow.
Just a couple more games, they'll get a goal in here somehow, some way. But that's okay. It's all just right. The atmosphere. The atmosphere there is, even around the place, it's really kind of cool. The walkways and stuff are wide. I mean, it's good. It's going to be good. As I said, they'll get some players will eventually want to come here. I believe. I mean, some real stars will want to go. It's Austin.
It is Austin.
You know what I'm saying? They're going to want to come
Everyone
here.
Everyone wants to move here now.
I know. That's right.
All right. So we'll take your good, your bad, and your ugly. Here's one that says ugly DeChambeau. Yeah.
Oh.
Bryson DeChambeau. That was talking about Philadelphia 76ers being mentally challenged. Bryson, he just lost it, Buck. He had a quadruple bogey on 17. You realize that? He made an eight.
And he's a hard-headed guy, too, because he just wants to prove to you that I'm going to hit this. He slipped about three or four times during the course of the day. His shoes, he was swinging maybe way
so
too hard. And I'm thinking, dude, just take your three-wood. You have more control of. Why don't you just go win the tournament instead of showing us how far you can hit it?
He won it last year with the idea that I can just bang it long, and even if I put myself in trouble, I can get up and down and get out of this.
That dude was leading,
and yeah, with that, through 10 holes yesterday, he was the leader at 5 under par. And I'm like, holy cow, this is going to be a race to the finish. And as I said, you had Bryson, you had Rory, you had Koepka there. Rahm was in the mix with Colin Morikawa. Everybody else really fell. I mean, Bryson collapsed.
Those
down
dudes,
the back
Henley
nine.
And those guys in the beginning were just like, oof.
Yeah, you kind of knew the Russell Blands and the Russell Henleys and those guys were going to fade. And in the end, the cream rose to the top, which is typical of a U.S. Open. And that's where you give a huge, you know, tip of the cap to John Rahm, because that was a pretty legendary performance, Buck. I mean, to go
the back-to-back birdies are ridiculous.
And I believe they played 121 United States Opens, and that's the first time ever a player has gone birdie-birdie on 17 and 18 to win by one stroke. That's cojones for the Spaniard. Cojones. Can we play this John Rahm audio, Zay, before we get to our Craig Way report? Here's John Rahm afterwards talking about, you know, he went to Arizona State. He's from Spain, but he went to Arizona State, and you'll hear him talking about his coach when he was at Arizona State, is Phil Mickelson's brother, Tim Mickelson, who's now Phil's caddy. Here was what John Rahm said afterwards.
You know, I'm remembering this now, and Tim, my coach in college, Tim Mickelson, he said years ago, he said, I believe John's going to be U.S. Open. At the time, I was like, man, you're nuts. Not a chance in this world. I was going to win a U.S. Open before anything else, and I guess he was right. It's very unique every time you make history, and, you know, I'm an avid historian of the game. I've always said how much I admire Seve, and I know this moment I'm experiencing right now is what he wanted to do in his career the most. And I can definitely say this one is for Spain. This one is for all of us getting that breakthrough on the U.S. Open. And it's hard to explain. You know, I've been playing so good lately, playing so good over the last few years, and never really had a chance. And I was just hoping for a Sunday to be there. I put some good performance into Sundays in majors, especially this year at Augusta and the PGA, and I knew I was going to. Sorry, I'm going off track, but I just can't believe it.
All right, there's John Rahm. He did it for Spain.
He is the best, definitely the best left-to-right putter that I've seen since, like Tiger. Those left-to-right ones,
he got those online, man.
He's done that for the last couple, tournaments he's played in, he makes those left-to-right, and the long left-to-right putts, you know, where you'll go over the top or you won't hit it hard enough, it'll go underneath. That guy's sticking it right dead in the middle under pressure. And just think of he would have won that tournament before, too. This is kind of karma.
Yeah. And the way he handled that, by the way, when everyone was in the uproar about the way the Memorial and the PGA and knocked him out with a 6-stroke lead at Dublin, Ohio, he handled it with complete class and, you know, pretty much put it on himself. And moved on. In the end, he rallied and played great.
And he's likable now too.
Very likable.
He's not that guy who's going to slam his club down. He used to be a hothead. Yeah, he used to be a hothead. He said, "I figured that out." And I mean, that's a big part of it. That's why you make those putts. I mean, you control your heartbeat. The whole works. It's golf. You got to be ready to do that. You can't be going up there with the ticker moving 1,000 miles an hour, Louis.
Hey,
on 17,
come on.
Hit it in the gunch. How do you hit that ball in the gunch?
You can't do that. Was left on that 17th hole.
And those guys were hitting it so far right. They were like, they were yelling four because they knew they were going to hit somebody in the head.
Well, that's
to the right
because there's no trouble over there
except for the gallery.
Plus, the rough is all trampled down because that's where the gallery is. So everybody moves and you can get it up on the green and get up and down. All right, so that was U.S. Open. We've got baseball. We've got good, bad, and ugly from one heck of a weekend here in Austin, Texas. First, though, here is Craig Way.
It's time for the Craigway Sports Report, brought to you by Bud Light. Now, here's Craigway.
In competitive sports, the exhilaration of one week can give way to frustration and disappointment the very next. Such was the case for the Texas Longhorn baseball team in last night's College World Series opener here in Omaha. The Longhorns struck out against Mississippi State pitching 21 times, yet had a chance in the bottom of the ninth after Mike Antico's leadoff home run and a pair of two-out singles put the tying run 90 feet away. The final out came on a ground ball, and Texas fell 2-1. After the game, head coach David Pierce was asked what message he gave his team after the game.
My biggest message is that these guys have been together from day one, and, you know, 27 guys on the field just fighting every single day together, having fun together, listening to their coaches, working hard. And so my message is, you know, we'll continue to go to battle with guys that are preparing right, and we just got to get better tomorrow, and that's the game plan. Just don't listen to the noise. You know, we know what happened. Don't listen to the distractions of what happened in the box, and, you know, be tough enough to get over it.
The Longhorns have to get over it tomorrow afternoon in an elimination game against Tennessee at 1 o'clock, or their season will be over. We'll hear more from David Pierce coming your way this afternoon in our next report. With the Longhorns in Omaha, I'm Craig Way.
Brought to you by Bud Light.
Hey, what's up, folks? Lifetime Longhorn Rod Babers here. Everybody knows I love Bud Light, and everybody knows why. Because Bud Light fits any occasion. Maybe you're hanging out with friends and family. Maybe you're just trying to enjoy a little nightlife. Maybe you're cheering on your favorite team. Maybe you're just hanging out the house, enjoying a little barbecue. Whatever you're doing, as long as you accompany it with Bud Light, it's going to be a good time. Be sure to stock up on Bud Light Seltzer, Bud Light Lime, or you can place your order with Drizzly and have Bud Light delivered right to your door. Bud Light is my choice. It's everybody's choice, and that's why Bud Light is the world's favorite light beer.
Folks, there's good, and then there's Mighty Fine. Mighty Fine burgers, fries, and shakes, and they've been around since 2007. And quality, that's what they're all about. And their burgers and their fries and their shakes, it is about the quality. Everybody has a favorite. I get that classic burger most of the time when I'm at Mighty Fine, but I love the hot and fresh fries, of course, the thick and delicious shakes. I'm excited because every month they've got a new burger, and they've also got a new shake. And this month, chicken bacon ranch burger and peach cobbler shake. You know that's going to be Mighty Fine for sure. Now, you can always catch me over at the Brody location. When you do, do say hello to me, and I'll say howdy back. Now, find the full menu at MightyFineBurgers.com. It's a Mighty Fine time to head over to your favorite location. And locations, Brody, Cedar Park, Arbor Walk, Round Rock, and that's got a trailer at Four Points. Make it a Mighty Fine day, a Mighty Fine Burger, Fries, and Shakes day.
This is Scott Crossett with Apple Commercial Leasing. That's right, Apple Commercial Leasing. The home of the unlimited mileage commercial lease, and so much more. Are you looking for a smarter, more cost-effective way to handle your company vehicles? Do you need customized work trucks? Are you looking for ways to cut your transportation cost? Look to Apple Commercial Leasing for the quick, accurate solutions. For business owners large and small, the unlimited mileage lease offers you tax advantages, cash flow savings, low to no out-of-pocket expenses, no dealership hassles, and fast and friendly service. From light-duty trucks to medium-duty trucks, even commercial specialty vehicles, buses, even 18-wheelers, we can do it all. Experience the Apple Advantage. Give us the opportunity to bid, and you'll never regret it. Call for free quotes at 335-3273-33-LEASE or click 33lease.com. That's 335-3273. We will save you and your company time and money.
Finally, summer is here, and you want to get outside. Enjoy this weather. Go golfing. Take a walk. Play with the kids or grandkids. But your chronic pain won't let you. Hey, it's Aaron Hogan, and that means it's time for you to visit QC Kinetics and eliminate that pain. Talk to them about the modern-day advancements and solutions for pain that are available at QC Kinetics. We're talking about regenerative cell treatments, folks. Let me say it again. Regenerative treatments. They help alleviate your pain, restore damaged tissue. Thousands of satisfied patients are living their lives to the fullest once again. No more pain in the knees, the hips, the shoulders, or the back. QC Kinetics restores your quality of life with long-lasting pain solutions. Simple in-office procedures without going under the knife and no harmful drugs. Call now for your free, no-obligation consultation, 512-593-4303. That's 512-593-4303, and you'll be back to doing the things you love by this summer. QC Kinetics makes it possible here in Austin and Round Rock. Don't wait another day. 512-593-4303 at QC Kinetics.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/love. That's 4hims.com/love for your free online visit. forhims.com/love.
The Horns text line is brought to you by Specs, your tailgating headquarters with a Texas size selection of lower priced everything. Cheers to savings. It's Bucky and Aaron.
What a weekend. Hope you had a good one. Glad you're with us on a Monday to start your work week right here on B&E. Coming up, we'll have your B&E fact of the day. Fact for sure, though, Matthew McConaughey best dressed at the Austin FC match the other night.
Wow.
In his Green Hornet suit.
The Green Goblin.
That was good looking.
He's playing the bongos, too.
Got his bongo drum. He was getting the Verde all fired up. The crowd was going crazy, and... Unfortunately, after 2.5 months of waiting, a 0-0 draw. Dang it.
I just said Friday, they can't do that. I guess you can.
Yeah.
Take that. They're better than a loss.
Yeah, I mean, it's better than a loss. That's what you say. 0-0
That's what you
draw.
Say. Absolutely.
Well, and it, you know, whatever. The crowd was great. They'll have better games, but it was good to see that on Saturday night. Also,
their goalkeeper is outstanding. That dude Stuver is out of his mind. I mean, you're talking about a guy standing on his head. He's been standing on his head for 9 games.
Sure, sure.
He's really special, and he's waited a long time to get into this position. I mean, yeah, he's their goalkeeper for quite a while. He made 2 incredible saves that would have been goals.
Absolutely. Also part of the weekend, Texas baseball falls to 5-1 in the postseason. They fall into the loser's bracket in Omaha. We'll recap that game. Frustrating with all the strikeouts, but in the end, you know, sometimes you got to tip your cap to really good pitching, which Mississippi State had last night. You knew going in, I mean, you had two of the best pitching staffs in college baseball, and the aces were on the mound, and Madden and the hard-throwing right-hander for Mississippi State, Will Bednar, who was outstanding last night. And, you know, that second inning or that fourth inning, 2 spot was killer. But in the end, you know, 5 hits to 4, 2 runs to 1, Longhorns could have gotten 1 extra knock in the ninth. Who knows where the game goes? That's how tough and tight it was. We'll talk next hour to our buddy Ty Harrington. He was, of course, he's been to Omaha 3 times. We'll talk to Ty about what he saw last night from the coach's perspective, what the Longhorns need to do if they're going to be able to make. Because now you're facing the best pitching in America, Buck, when you get to Omaha.
Yeah, and that's when the game has to slow down for you. And instead, last night, it was speeding up. They were
felt like it.
They were in a hurry to be in the batter's box. They couldn't wait till the next pitch. They looked like they were trying to prove, We'll hit this guy. We'll get to him. And they needed to make him wait. They needed to make him delay. And that's where the youth comes out, you know, and Coach talks about it. Coach Pierce talked about it. He felt like they had the eye of the tiger, where they weren't in awe. But once you step into that batter's box and you're going against one of the best, you know, college baseball pitchers, it's just your heart starts to beat. You're starting to race, and you needed to step back and really take a couple deep breaths. I don't think they did that last night. Well, obviously they didn't. If you got 21 strikeouts, they're all racing around then, right?
Well, and again, this was just my read of it, and people can agree or disagree. I'll ask Ty Harrington the question. It felt like in the first 3 innings when the shadows were so, you know, because you got the sun into the dark, the batter was in the, you know, in the dark, and you know, because of the shade from the stadium at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, that was tough on both sides. I mean, you could just tell nobody was really seeing the ball. Ty Madden was dominant. Bednar was dominant on his side. And then the shadows cleared. And then I felt like for the next couple of innings, that's where the umpire just looked like I don't think the batters really knew what was a strike and what was a ball, especially up in the zone.
Maybe that's why he made it look so fidgety in there.
Yeah,
they knew they had to take.
And that is tough as a batter, man, when you're not sure
where it's
what the
be.
Zone is, and you know you're trying to work the count a little bit, and all of a sudden
I know it was high because they kept calling high strikes. I'm like, what?
Yeah, well, and that's in the dugout, David Pierce is saying, hey guys, calm down, work the count a little bit,
yes.
Take some time. Well, then all of a sudden you're in an 0-2 hole because you're like, wait a second.
That ball was up in my letters.
It was up above my hands, and that's a strike now? So now I'm behind in the count, so I got to come after it. So, yeah, that was a problem, but it was both ways. And
people
then,
think you make excuses, but what I saw was a lot of high strikes, I thought. But yeah, it was for everybody. It wasn't just for one team.
Man, you know, Pete Hansen was a beneficiary of a called third strike in his innings that, wow. I mean, but so it was both ways.
Yes.
But again, that makes it, when you're trying to lock in and, you know, get through the early jitters and the shadows, and then, okay, let's get some good at-bats here, and then the umpire's all over the place, that makes it even more challenging.
Yeah.
But in the end, Longhorns, you know, you are what you are. You got your own one in Omaha.
That's right.
You struck out 21 times, and you've got to find a way. Find a way to raise the bar.
And their group
Tennessee.
Only had 5 hits.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Texas, there was a good ball game. I mean, the two teams combined to strike out, 32, 33 times on the night, which is a new College World Series record. Hey, we'll get to that B&E fact of the day on the other side. We will talk to Ty Harrington in our coach's corner, what he saw from the game in Omaha last night. Also, the rest of the good, the bad, and the ugly from your busy weekend. And again, happy Father's Day to all the pops out there. Hope you had a good one. It's B&E live, local, and digital, streaming on your Horn app, on your smart speaker, and always at hornfm.com.
Again, not seeing a lot on the main lanes of the major thoroughfares that we're not used to for this time of the morning. The northbound side of I-35, once you get into Travis County from Hays County, does start to stack up, though, continues heavy all the way toward William Cannon. And then coming up from, say, Old Torf to Cesar Chavez, past Riverside, things are slow. Southbound 290 to the next heavy. Southbound I-35 heading out of Round Rock toward Highway 79 slow. And for whatever reason, we're picking up some delays northbound on the interstate heading toward Grand Avenue Parkway in Pflugerville. We're going to watch that. There might be a crash in that area. I'm Don Miller, and that's your traffic.
Looking for a brand new car or SUV? Let me suggest Jaguar Land Rover of Austin, that unique car buying experience that you deserve. And a huge part, the Snell family. That's right. Don Snell's been doing this since 1973. Don Snell Sr., as a matter of fact, started it off, and they continue to do this. They believe it's the privilege to be the provider of all your automotive needs. And they'll try to earn your trust every time you step through the door with great service. Damon Spears and the whole staff over there, they'll make it easy to buy a car or SUV for sure. They're the 9-time Pinnacle Award winner. That's for overall performance and top quality. That's exactly what you're going to get in the Discovery Sports, the Range Rover, and the 2021 Defender, the SUV of the year. 3 floors of incredible automotive excellence, folks. And if you have to have your car serviced, they've got over 60 loaner cars, and they'll give it to you the entire time that you need that. When you're into that beautiful showroom floor, you may feel like a customer. When you leave, you're going to be a part of the family. Come experience the team at Jaguar Land Rover Austin. Jaguar, no ordinary cat, no ordinary car, and of course, Land Rover, above and beyond. 1515 5th Street, Austin, Texas.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit usps.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Say hello to simple you can savor. Belo dissolvable nicotine lozenges are smoke-free and hassle-free and made to enjoy virtually anywhere. Why? Because they dissolve, but the flavor doesn't. So go ahead and enjoy on your time and on your terms. Belo lozenges are available at a convenience store near you or at Belo.com. Get yours now. Website restricted to age 21 plus nicotine consumers. Nicotine products. Underage sale prohibited.
Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Summer, and your problems with clogged leaks and pipes are going to go bananas. Hi, it's Rita Ballou, and when you need an expert behind that wrench, you need Hambone Plumbing, plumbing repairs and service. And they do new plumbing installations, water heaters, and water softeners, too. Don't let this be the summer your plumbing goes nuts. Call Hambone. 40 years and 3 generations of problem solving. 512-388-7030. Hamboneplumbing.com. License number M124. 4470. Proud sponsor of Coke Fest 2021, August 6th and 7th at Huddle Park at Brushy Creek.
Hey, it's Eric Raines for Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors, a local company that's going to help you keep that roof over your head looking nice. Maybe you got some hail damage in the past, maybe just an old roof. What do you do? Well, first of all, don't trust your home to a fly-by-night roofing company. Divided Sky, they're local, and they'll provide a lifetime warranty on your roof. Nobody else does that. Call them today, 512-995-ROOF. They're offering easy financing and no money up front. That means no payment due until the day they start the job and they're on top of your roof. Divided Sky Roofing and Exteriors.
Bucky here for Lewis Family Medicine and Urgent Care, the doctors and staff who take your care personally. Kevin Lewis has been my primary doctor for almost 15 years. And folks, each and every day of every month is important at Lewis Family Medicine and Urgent Care. They are truly